Hi, and welcome to our apprentice training. We're going to be doing a gift training today, so we're going to be looking at a few different things. Do sign in, let me know you're here. I see lots of people are here, but my chat box isn't showing. Let me see here. There we are. Okay. Andrea and Karen and Kathy and Catherine. Good afternoon, everyone, from New Hampshire, and Karina and Katie. Welcome, and Beck is here, and Amelia is here. Beautiful. All right, yay. And Jackie. Hi, Jackie. Okay, let's start with our traditional beginning. Just a minute here. Pull up. Two classes today, so I'm going to keep you guys in the right class. Oh, that's right, Adelia. Ah, Arcady and Colleen Madonna and Dale. Hi. Oops. Well, that's no good. Let's try that again. There we go. That should do it. Okay. Let's get this a little bit better. There we go. And a little bit more. I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body, here and now. My spirit is limitless. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation to release myself from any human bonds I've worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. Vakratunda Mahakaya Koti Surya Samaprabha Nirvigna Kurme Devo Sarva Kayeshu Sarvadam Guru Brahma Guru Vishnu Guru Devo Maheshwaraha Guru Sakshat Parad Brahma Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha Dum Durgaye Namaha Om Aim Saraswatiye Swaha Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All right, beautiful. So welcome to the call. We're going to be working on a clearing for giving and receiving, which is going to be really sweet. I've also got a few other charts I'm going to be gifting you. How many of you have challenges with muscle testing? We had a really, really spectacular chart that I created for the Diamond class, and I am giving that to all of you apprentices also for improving your muscle testing. And it's because we've been getting so many new programs and so many new interferences, and we've really mapped out the anchors. It's a much, much deeper clearing, although it's going to take you a while to do. But we've been getting some really nice results with people who hadn't gotten any good results and are finally starting to get some good results. So I'm really, really happy about that. So we'll be gifting that to you. I sent it already to the project manager this morning, so it should go up in the members' site. So that should help. And then let me know after you've finished it how things are going for you. Okay. Hey, sweetie, baby. Okay. So here is the apprentice, the gift-giving clearing that we're going to be working on today. I did not get anchors in. We've been working on things for a couple hours this morning. We had to take a day off yesterday. But it should be a good clearing, right? Permission and ability to give gifts that are meaningful and well-received, and to receive gifts with love and graciousness, so that the act of gift-giving and gift-receiving becomes a huge gift of validation, honor, and cherishing, as well as respect, removing amalgamated, controlling, damaging, delusion, dominating, harmful, intolerant, and satanic. Mm-hmm. There's a lot here that's new stuff. You'll see there are some higher-level interferences, but especially in programs and anchors. Let's see. So mental timeline. By the way, this one was really interesting because it had multiple, three of the five timelines were on this one. So it's definitely something where there's something historic about receiving a gift or giving a gift. Mental timeline, black sheep, undeserving, emotional timeline, cycle, suffering, not for me, life cycle, covenant, bloodline, physical timeline, unworthy, control energy, miasm, black magic, poor body image, and undignified. Yes, you did. I think so. Uh-huh. Cords, portals, spores, tubes, nanotechnologies, gaians, and coils are the anchors associated with this particular clearing. Glee, neutrality, fear, covetous, distress, self-indulgent, humiliation, sorrow, grief, crushed, resentment, embarrassment, insecure, burden, disappointed, instability, greed, hurt, sick, and gluttony are the emotional mental anchors. And then you can see here the interferences and the above 40 interferences. We're going to be doing chopping. So everybody's going to be doing chopping. Thank you, Catherine. I really need this gift giving and receiving healing. It's such a big thing for me and has been for a long time. And there's Nettie and Sean. Hi, Sean. And Saval, still challenging. Do I need to clear ownership of my hands? Yeah, that would be good, Saval, definitely. I do a bit. I will keep on it. I never give up. Okay, and that's from Colleen Madonna and Dale. Okay. And Cindy is saying good morning to both of us. Adelia just woke up from her morning nap. Oh, you look so pretty today. Hey, thank you. Pretty and rested. Oh, thank you. All right. So that's our comments. And so we'll put the clearing in the chat. Yeah, definitely. Okay, so while we're working on this, let's change out. I'm going to show you a couple different things that I had put in your member site. So just a minute here. Okay. Okay, so we did have also, I'll just shrink this, but anyway, we had a clearing on mastery. So this is accuracy. Here's an accuracy chart for muscle testing. If you haven't done this one, I included this in what your materials that you're getting today. You won't be doing this right now. And this one had all of the anchors in it. So that's included today. And here is... Good girl. here's what the new muscle testing chart looks like that you have, should be in your member site today. Should be in your member site today. I sent it off this morning. So you'll see a lot of letters here after everything. Those are all the anchors, just the first letter of each anchor. And we've had 3 people report that muscle testing improved dramatically as a result of using this chart. So not every single person, but 3 people said they're muscle testing now, that they just weren't able to before, and this chart really, really helped. So definitely worth going for. And so that's in your member site, hopefully today, should be today. The other one that I pulled up that I did when I was on vacation that I hadn't given to anybody that I know of, which I wanted to give to you, so we put this in your member site too, is the right permission and ability chart, which just goes through a simple definition of right, the heritage, entitlement, claim, culture, source or lack. The source is soul, family, family enforcer, sometimes from family field. Associated with programs and associated anchors. So you'll have this now in your member site too, the nature of where in the blueprint. So that's permission is the next one. Wait. Okay. So this is not supposed to say the nature of. Sorry about that. But what it is, well, I can see where I left it there because it's what it is and then where in the blueprint. So the right permission and ability. Okay, and so each one of them are defined. So permission is the go-ahead, agreement, and clearance. And then ability, and then it's some genetic encoding from the family brand. And then ability is your capability, faculty, talent, your accumulated knowledge from this and other lives, some direction from father's genetics on the ability, strength, follow-through, survival, what you were born with, and can enhance and overcome lack and gain ability. So that is also now in your member site. Just as a reference, I wanted to give you charts on every single thing that we work on so that there's a deeper and clearer understanding of what we're up to when we're working. Oh, you're welcome, Cindy. Yes, wonderful. Okay, so I think I sent off 4 charts to the project manager about an hour and a half ago, so I was hoping that she'd get them up today. I don't know, but certainly by tomorrow they'll be there for you. So you'll want to peek inside and take a look at what I've got for you. Yeah, very good. Yes, that's it for doing this. Yes. Oh, yeah, that's very good. Come over here so they can see you. Can you come over here? No? Okay. We have a new camera, which probably is very focused, but it's a little bit high for a day, so you don't get to see her as much. Okay. All right. So we are working on the gift giving and gift receiving. And when you receive a gift, it may not be the perfect gift for you. It may not be just what you wanted, and you might be disappointed. I think the chart is going to help a lot on clearing that kind of thing. Can mommy show something? Yeah. Okay. So somebody has given you this turtle, and they're excited to have given you this turtle. And you're looking at it going, what the heck is that? Why did I give that? And one thing that you can do is, first of all, when the gift comes in a package, just hold the package and go, ooh, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for this gift, just with the package, without even looking at what's inside. It was so thoughtful of you to think of me at this time, and it means so much that you care about me enough, or you care about me so much that you would give me some something special. Thank you so much. And then you open it and you see that you got a turtle. And I think if you please would look at it and go, wow, that's amazing. I can see that there's a triangle here and it looks kind of like a flag and a sun. Man, that's amazing. They really went to a great deal of trouble before firing this to make it really extra special. Beautiful. Thank you so much. And then think about it a minute. You know, I know that turtle represents fertility, and I know that you know I'm going to be adopting again this year, and that this would bring me good fortune. And wow, that's so thoughtful of you to think of me in this way, in such a thoughtful way. Or if the turtle is like a complete surprise to you, like it's really a dud gift, think about why they gave it to you. What was the meaning for them? Something that they loved. You know, I know how much you love turtles, and it's so sweet of you to share something with me that you love so much, and I'll really cherish it. Thank you. Thank you so very much. And then a hug to complete the gift. And when we're receiving a gift, the gift of receiving is to give the gift of receiving it. So when you receive a gift and you don't receive it, it ends up not really being given on some level. And when you receive a gift in such a way that you've honored the person who's given it to you, you've given them a gift back. So even if you haven't physically given them a gift, you've given the gift of seeing them and seeing their intention, seeing their love, seeing what they wanted to share something with you at this time. And then if it's just like a simple hostess gift, like a good-smelling candle or a bar of soap or something, a lot of times that happens during the holidays. Oh, I love scented candles. Thank you so much. Or, I'm going to enjoy a bath after this party's over. I could really use a good soap, and this is going to really be a treat for me. Thank you so much. And I know I gave out some soaps as gifts. And several people were like, oh, I love yummy handmade soaps. It's such a treat. And, you know, when your gift is received that way, it feels really, really good. Then picking a gift. So if you want to be right on, spot on with picking a gift, you might need to find out a little bit more about the person you're giving a gift to. Usually we know quite a bit about the people we're giving gifts to. No. I didn't realize that was open. Somebody opened that when they were here. But we're not going in there. No. So you want to think about something that's important to them, something that means something to them, and also something that you feel genuinely would add to their joy. One of the things I've been thinking about for my sibling who has changed sexes is she really likes Coco Chanel. So I just recently got her some Coco makeup and foundation, and she was so thrilled. And she likes fashion, but she doesn't do very well with fashion. So there's a couple ways I can go with her and really get it right. One would be to have her get like a couple of the fashion magazines that I routinely buy, because they have, you know, clothes that you can put together and wear, things that you can, you know, expensive things, but things you can find in less expensive shops like knockoffs or things like that. So I could get her something like an ongoing fashion magazine that she'd like. Or I could get her something from Coco Chanel that she would really love. And sometimes it's harder. And so you've got to give it a little bit of thought. A lot of times people give what they want rather than giving what the person wants. And then it ends up being a disappointment in both realms. Like if you give something that you really want to somebody and they have no interest in it, it ends up you lose because you invested in something that they can't cherish or enjoy. And they lose because they didn't get to have the excitement and the joy of receiving.
good.
There's always the question of, what do you do when you're, you know, answering the door and you've got people coming in and somebody pops a gift in your hand? So there's a couple things you can do, but it's really nice to be able to be with the person when you open the gift. So there's a couple things. You say, let me take that for you. We'll put that upstairs. And when everybody's arrived, I wanted to spend a couple minutes with you and open the gift. Would that be okay? And don't rush through it. Just if you've got a bunch of people kind of coming in, save it until everything has kind of settled down a little and people are chatting and visiting and having their hot cider or whatever. And then sit next to the person, got so excited about this. Thank you so much for bringing this little gift for me. It's really thoughtful. And open it in front of them. Let them see your joy and your, you know, you're feeling like, wow, thank you so much. So so the best way to receive is to be right there and just be with the person who's giving you the gift. Now, Christmas giving. Christmas giving, everybody might all get presents. Ideally, you'd have each gift opened one at a time, and then the people would look at it, enjoy it, feel it. Like, yeah, I can see this is going to be really cool. You know, there's a hole here. I wonder if it's a flute. My gosh, what a beautiful sound for a little clay turtle. And, you know, really examine, figure it out, and look engaged, be engaged with the gift. And then sometimes people might get it wrong. They have an idea of what you like, and they get you something, but it just isn't going to work for you. And you can just love it and really enjoy it and say, well, I wonder if you would mind if I exchange it for something kind of similar, but because of this, I can't use this particular one, but I surely could use something very similar if it were just lighter weight. Would that be all right with you? Because I love this. I totally love this. And that's also okay. It's also okay to say that this is so perfect and so gorgeous. And it's not quite what you can use because of whatever. You have some reason that you can't use it. So to kind of just make it not awkward, and then if they see you, you can, you know, take a photograph and say, hey, this is what I got from the same place, and I love this, and this one works. So you can also do that, and then make sure that you really acknowledge them for the second gift, the gift that you picked out. And then sometimes there's just something that is just, you know, because you don't necessarily want to get into negotiations with them about can you exchange things. There's something that just you just can't use, and it's really funny and weird. Just thank them. Just thank you so much for your thoughtfulness. I know you were thinking of me when you got this, and I really appreciate you. And then let it go. And handle it with reverence and with care, and put it up somewhere so the baby doesn't get it. And then focus on being, if you're a hostess, focus on being a good hostess. Yeah, that's good. All right, and we are, hold on. No falling over, honey. Okay, and we're focusing on the clearing chart now. So we're going to put that clearing chart back up. Just a minute. Not that one. We've got a bunch of charts up because I was showing you guys all the different charts. Okay, so here we go. Here's the one we're going to put up. And I'm going to take just 1 minute with Adelia. She needs a quick change. So we will be right back. Muscle testing can very much help with choosing gifts, Dale. That's a good question. Okay, we're just going to do a quick change. It'll take us 1 minute. We'll be right back. Come on, sweetie. Let's go, Smelly. Come on. Oh, yeah, get you cleaned up. Okay, I'm back. Woo. All right, let's see what else here. Oh, good. Louise has been on the phone. Wonderful advice from Catherine. Nice, all that. Oh, good, Nettie. Very helpful. Okay, I think we got everything. Is a turtle in Vietnam means long life? Oh, wonderful, Cindy. Choosing gifts for others, it does. I've had mixed results. Yeah, I think you probably have had mixed results. You want to maybe test for would they be delighted with it? I mean, that might be rather than would it be good for them. Yeah, I'm not sure what the question is you're asking. So would they be delighted with it? Probably is a good thing to ask. Italia, it looks like you've got some string cheese kind of and cookies and things on the floor. Mommy's going to have to vacuum. Do you want another one of these string cheeses? Yeah. It's kind of hard to teach during lunchtime, isn't it? Hard to teach during lunchtime? When it's your lunchtime? I'll have to get the little vacuum cleaner out. Oh, and while we are doing this, we have about 15 minutes, I thought we could also do some singing. Here we go. Yay. That was nice. And or, do you guys need a review of hand movements, the quantum pumps? Because we can do a review for maybe there's a few of you who are newer. So let me know what your needs are. And otherwise, I've got some singing lined up for us, I think, today. So let me just check and see here. I'm pretty sure I put some music in this. Good with hand movements. Okay, great. That's from Julie. Okay, great, Julie. All right, here we go. There. That might be kind of fun just because it's kind of holiday. A short review from Karina. Okay. All right, well, why don't we do a song since I've already got one song set up, and then I'll do a short review. So we'll do both. We'll do both. We'll do this song, and then we'll go and do a review, and then we might have time to do another song. The stones, they are a-calling me, echoing through an eternity, calling out to set us free. The power of the stones. At dawn, I walked in a circle of stones. Oh, my goodness, honey, what did you do? Adelia is all wet. I don't know what she did. She got in some water somewhere. What did you spill? Okay, little ice cube. Okay, little ice cube. At dawn, I walked in a circle of stones, a solar temple to me yet unknown, till by the strength of first morning light shone the power of the stone hinge stones. They grounded the energy of this place and held us together in loving embrace while beings of light danced above the space, bestowing on us their wisdom and grace. The eight fairy stones were laughing at me, taunting me, tempting me, dancing with glee. Playful stones make love to me in the circle of the stones. The heavenly chambers from days of old, new grain stones were a circle to behold. I knelt in prayerful reverence for the power of the basin stone. I touched my forehead to the rock. It filled me with bright light and talk of the ancient people and their ways and the circles. Spirals of the stones, Stones are everywhere we look. Medicine wheels and monolithic books. The wisdom of the circle flows in the temple of the stone. Okay, we have to do Adelia's song. All right, ready? A great gray elephant, a little yellow zebra, a tiny purple violet, a tall green tree, a red and white sailboat on a blue sea. All these things you gave to me when you made my eyes to see. All these things you gave to me. Thank you, God. Okay. Right. She doesn't like things to end. She definitely doesn't like things ending. All right, so I'll come on the screen and we'll do a little bit of review here. Okay, so, and by the way, if you're curious, Adelia has gotten so brilliant. We've got her on a waiting list. Come away from there. Come away. For preschool. So she'll be starting preschool pretty soon, which is probably going to help with teaching. She loves to help, but she's a little bit of a disruptor once in a while. Yeah, she is. We apologize for the disruption, but she loves you, and she's just being herself. Okay, so so the first quantum pump is just a basic pump, and that goes like this. So the elbow at the side. That's right, Adelia. That's right, the elbow at the side, and the hand pumping. Yeah, and then there's a double pump. And the double pump is with fingers loose. And then we have chopping, and that's with fingers held firmly or together firmly. Chopping. Okay? So we have single pump, double pump, and chopping. Great. Now we're going to look at ones that you only do with one hand. Platter. Hand facing forward, hand facing back. Platter. Doorknob is the same. Really the same movement, but the fingers are curled in. And these are always done with one hand. And then we have flutter. Good girl, that's very nice. Very, very nice. Let's see if I can avoid stepping on the cookies here. And flutter looks like this. She thinks I'm going running with her. Flutter looks like this, down at the side. No, Mommy has to stay here. Mommy has to stay around. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. So that's flutter. Okay. You want to sit in your bed for a while? Okay. Let's sit in the bed for a while, okay? You have such a nice bed. You have such a nice bed. Yeah. Can we put some books in there? Okay. Okay, so I think that that does it for our review. And then muscle testing, how I'm teaching it is with the right hand, and you're going in the middle between the two knuckles right there, and you're pressing down with your pointer finger. My name is Julie Renee. It's going to hold firm if you are Julie Renee for your name. And then my name is Bozo the Clown would drop, and that would fall, and that would be one of the improvements that one of our students got this week was that she always had Bozo the Clown, but she's not Bozo the Clown anymore. So that would be our muscle testing. Okay, let's see where we're at with the chart. 70%. Okay, we're going to do a little bit of blasting, and we can do another song, and we'll just continue on with that chart. I do want to show you, what we're up to these days. Now, I will do my very best to do the most comprehensive charts. Sometimes we'll have charts that won't have all the anchors in because there just isn't enough time. Those charts sometimes take 2 or 3 hours. So sometimes we'll have just normal-looking charts, and sometimes we'll have charts with lots of anchors. So let me show you once more the muscle testing chart, because I think you're going to be a little surprised if you haven't been in any classes in the last couple weeks. Okay. So here is what charts, the advanced charts, are going to look like. We're actually looking at the anchors for the statement. So right here, you can see up after satanic, you see letters. And each of those letters represent an anchor. And then we go down to essence, and there are all the anchors in essence, and then in matter. So these are the parts of the blueprint. We're getting all the anchors in Genesis, embodiment, amplification. And then we're going to programs and letters. So those letters, again, represent the anchors. And it really is okay if you don't know what all the anchors, all the letters mean. You can just pump with these. Since I've put them on that chart, they're gonna clear when you are working on clearing them. So you can see in emotions, mental perception, all the letters after it. Then the anchors. We had all the anchors and letters after it. And then the interferences and all the anchors after that. Yeah, sometimes it's a whole new way. And like I said, sometimes like today, where there was just enough time to really put together a nice chart without the anchors, that's what we did. And then sometimes you're going to get these gigantic charts. The bigger the chart, the longer it takes to clear. So looking at a chart like this is going to take quite a bit longer than a simple chart because obviously we're clearing all the anchors. It tests, Louisa. So if it tests, I put it on there. But gluttony could be an obsession that would take you away from being able to own your body. So if you really, and it would probably be motivated, gluttony I would think would be motivated by spiritual interferences. But you would be willingly going along with, I'm going to put all my attention on, just, consuming massive amounts of food. Nope, not really, Dale. There really isn't a way to tell what's what. I'm going down a list. I'm always going down the same list in the same order. So you might be able to figure it out by going through the list. But you know what else you can do, Dale? You could have the anchors list and you could muscle test for yourself. Is this this or this? You could test for yourself. Yeah, that's right, Catherine. Good. And you're welcome, Karina. So I just want you to get used to the idea that sometimes it's going to look like Morse code. Probably quite a bit of the time in classes. We have our spiritual gifts class today that will also be kind of more of a simple looking chart for the first one. But I want you to not think that you can't do this just because it looks a little bit like Morse code. Our project manager, Kim, sent me back. She couldn't post the charts because it looked like there was some weird code on here. And she said, just send me a cleaned up one. And I said, that is the cleaned up one. So she thought that this was some kind of weird code that wasn't supposed to be there. But it is supposed to be there. Okay, well, we're coming towards the end of our session. I did want to just mention to you that we're coming to the end of the year, and it's a perfect time to be doing a VIP program. So in addition to what you're doing with your apprentice program, you might want to work one-to-one with me. We are opening up a few spots, especially as Adelia will be starting in preschool soon. We think maybe the first part of February, but we don't have an unofficial start date yet. So it's not that far off anymore. And I'll be working more with people one-to-one. So it's private, focus on brain and full self-expression, being your very best. Sometimes means getting some direct personal support from your mentor. So just to remind you that we have the VIP program, it's a wonderful, wonderful program. So that is just a little reminder. I think we can end with our blessing song, so we'll do that now. And then for those of you in spiritual gifts, you'll hang up and you'll come back again on a new link. But we have another class starting at 1. So, and all of the charts, I believe I'm giving you 4 charts, and then there's also a small PowerPoint. You'll have that in your member site, likely today, because I had gotten most of it over to our project manager this morning already. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you. May the pure light within you guide your way on. Oh, she doesn't like it when things end. She's crying. She doesn't want it to end. Okay, I love you. God bless you. If you're in spiritual gifts, by the way, the next class, spiritual gifts, it starts in 15 minutes. If you haven't signed up, go ahead and sign up. We'll be working the first class on your ability to be a healer. And we've got a really beautiful clearing set up. Let's see. I can tell you what we're going to be clearing. Oop. My goodness, everything's popping back up. A right permission and ability to embody and deliver masterful, loving healing, to have my presence, touch, and words heal, to awaken the best in others and myself without leaving my energy or foreign energy behind in the person, removing and then the nature of and the chart. And it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful 4-part class on a really awakening spiritual gifts. And we really start with foundational spiritual gifts. So the gifts that are ours by divine right. We're not going to the big things. We're starting with things that should already be there, and we're enhancing them. We're opening up to them if they're not, and certainly making them better if they are. All right. I love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for being an apprentice. Check the member site in a few hours for all the charts. Let's see where we are on today's chart. 93%. All right. So we did good. Do you want to stay on a few more minutes? I need to sign off and get logged into the other session now. But I love you so much. God bless you. And I hope to see you in 15 minutes in the next class. Bye-bye for now.